Off the ball. Rugby.
I just knew when I wasn't in top form, I never felt that because I was Irish out half, I was not allowed playing that game.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite. Giving you a flavour of Ireland's sports breakfast show.
So we're all deal or no deal in January, but specifically in Irish players, only one place to start. Evan Ferguson, look, we've been talking about him all week. He's been linked with Stuttgart first, which I thought was an interesting one in the Bundesliga, but more prominently, Bournemouth and West Ham. Now, we've been asking each other, we've been asking guests, where should he go? No better man in the know than yourself. What do you think should happen with Evan Ferguson?
Yes, and that's Keith.
Yourself. The man coming in.
Look, I think it's a strange one. Evan obviously picked up that injury. Obviously, it was last year, but it was the first time he had been stopped in his sort of growth. And you know, it's like when you're a young player coming through, Keith, particularly when you're like of a really high level. He's just gone and played under 15s. He was playing for the 17s and all of this stuff. And actually being stopped might long-term be a good thing to say. Because give you a small example. I went to play golf with him last summer at the back end of it. And I obviously have seen him from this height all the way grow up. And I was standing and he was taking a tee shot. And I just hit his father and went, his shoulders are now from here this way. And what I mean by that is he became a man in that, when he was in that off season in terms of he became a boy, went from a boy to a man. So he needed to do a little bit of that. But that's not making excuses. The kid needs to play and win and score goals and all of that stuff. And the way he hit the headlines about a year ago, we all were expecting the big and great things. I think they'll come, but so that's a long-winded way of saying. So when you hit something like that and you pick up an injury, and Keith will know this better than me, but you often find that players pick up another small couple of injuries when they're coming back from a long-term one. So he's in that sort of window at the moment. And so the long-winded way of saying to you is, I think this little break won't have done Evan any harm, believe it or not, okay? I think if you pick up a few of them injuries over your career, 6 months or 4 months or 3 months, if you have three or four of them over your career, it's almost like a year where you get a little bit of grace over that 10-year period. So long term, I think it'll be good for him. But there's no doubt he needs to play. There's no doubt Brighton need to protect their asset as well. So you've got to remember on Brighton's books, he's worth anywhere from 40 to 60 million. So if he's sitting there and not playing because of Pedro and Welbeck have done really well and different reasons, they need him to play to protect the value on their book as well. So I think it might suit both, unless there's an issue around him coming back from this injury, whether there's an issue around Welbeck being able to be fit, it might suit both that he goes. But I would be flabbergasted if he's not at a Premiership club at the end of this window, if he does go on loan.
The 40 to 60 million valuation, is that your own?
No, that's just, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. You could, yeah, like anything is subjective. It could be 30 to 50.
Young Premier League striker's in amongst that, isn't he? Your bang average Premier League player's probably in around 20 million. So a young striker playing in the Premier League. I know not as regularly as you'd like, but yeah, I think potential wise he'd be in the mound.
I mean, you could open it to 20 to 50, but that's what players at that level are worth now.
It's an interesting evaluation because I see it on paper, huge potential. Scored a hat-trick in the league already. But at the same time, like, Mark Travers has played more Premier League football than Evan Ferguson this season.
Yeah, but you...
40 to 60. But
in any business, whether it's football or not, you're saying potential as opposed to... that they're two different things. I think
Cole Palmer, he didn't have a lot of credit in the bank when he went to Chelsea from Manchester City. I know he played a handful of games, but in terms of what he'd actually done for the amount of money he left for, it was like, is there more potential there rather than, you know, what he didn't earn that amount of money.
True, but he did come through at Man City, which is very difficult to do, and he's scoring the Community Shield.
Well,
I'll
put you this way, you're not getting Evan Ferguson out of Brighton for 50 million in this window.
No.
Absolutely no chance, Colin. No way a club with any sort of a brain would accept that for a fella that's done what he's done and then picked up an injury. It's just not going to happen. So the valuation is debatable. Depends. You're only worth as much as somebody wants you. Don't get me wrong, but there's no way Brighton would let him go with a bid. And I would say he turned down 20 million.
Can I ask you, Vinny, is 24-hour recall still a thing in loan deals?
I'm not sure at that level anymore. I don't know.
You'd imagine something like that would be made, perfectly made for him, if Evan was to go on loan
to
West Ham.
Can you explain that to people?
Well, it basically means that he can go on loan to a West Ham or whoever it is, but if Welbeck gets injured on a Thursday or a Friday, they can call Evan back within 24 hours and he can be straight back into the
Brighton team. I'd be guessing here, it shouldn't, but I think now with the creation of transfer windows, it's like different. And there is a different rule within League One and League Two in England, but within the Premiership, it's, I think there's within the transfer window with loans only, I think. So it's like,
yeah,
no,
I haven't heard it being used an awful lot lately, so I'm assuming, yeah, it's not in place anymore. But it used to be a great thing, the 24-hour recall, yeah.
So we haven't answered it yet. So what should Evan Ferguson do this month? What would you advise him to do? If all cards are there on the table to choose from, including staying.
I think it's hard to predict the future. I mean, I sat in here and defended Kevin Kelleher's decision to stay on loan or stay at Liverpool for a long period of time. I think he's had an incredible 12 months and he wouldn't have had them. We don't know. We can't see the future. We just don't know. I don't think Welbeck is the type of guy. He's had a brilliant start to the season. Now he's picked up an injury. Mm. I don't think Welbeck's the type of guy who's going to play every week. Evan is slightly different in terms of Pedro. Pedro's more of a number 10, but they have gone with that different stages. And it depends between that discussion with the manager and yourself. And also, the key to going on any loan, I think it's easy to talk about loans, and it's almost like we're discussing this. So I'm saying this, it's almost a lazy term for people to say, you should go on loan. But where are you going to go? And where you, does the club want you?
And what's the plan at the end of that?
At the end of it, for example, for the last 2 months, they could have done a deal with Everton for all we know. And now that's changed because there's a new manager on the way. So it all depends who the manager is. So I think if the only advice you'd give Evan, and I don't give him football advice. The last text I just checked before I came in, having my phone, was a middle finger emoji. And I'm not going to say who sent it. It was one of the two of us, right? So I don't give him advice in football. The only one you would give is, you go and speak to the manager, because the game has changed now, Keith, and you'd know this. Imagine now, you would have been, whenever you went to any club, you would have sat a lot of time with the manager. A lot of players now aren't even sitting with the manager. They're sitting with directors of football and directors on board level. So I would say you have to see what the manager wants, and his style of play has to suit you.
Keith, you were a hot prospect of an Irish talent at that age as well. You would have had options. What would you do if you were Evan Ferguson?
I don't think Evan has to go anywhere.
Really?
I think he's in an absolute...
He's not playing football, Keith.
He's not playing football, but he's 20 years of age. I think he's come off the bench 12 times this season. I know he's not getting 90 minutes after 90 minutes, but to be 20 years of age, playing in the Premier League, there's not a whole host of people that do that. So the biggest thing for Evan, for me, if he can get a loan deal, brilliant. But if not, stay injury free. Try and stay injury free. That's the biggest thing for Evan. Stay injury free. If he goes 3, 4, 5 months injury free, then he can go and knock on the door and go, Gaffer, I'm available every single week and I'm not getting the minutes I want.
Right.
But when you're chopping and changing, there's a little injury here, you're missing a couple of weeks, then you're back in on the bench, right, then you're playing a cup game. You don't have that momentum to knock on the door and be demanding. So look, he's 20 years of age. He's in and out of a Premier League team. The likes of a Danny Welbeck, Joe Pedro, brilliant players to be learning from. They're decent, decent professionals. I know Danny Welbeck. So I don't think it's a necessity, but somebody like a West Ham, when you think of Kudos, I know Bowen has broke his foot, but those wingers that West Ham have, if you're Evan Ferguson, you must be thinking, I wouldn't mind a crack at that, especially with Antonio being out of the picture at the minute. But I think he's in a fine position. I don't think he has to go anywhere.
You're on about learning from good players at Brighton, but Bournemouth are three places higher and 5 points better off. Would that not be a better option?
Possibly, but look, I don't see Bournemouth's rise to the top as sustainable. I think it's there's a lot of good running. I like Ryan Christie running from the middle of the pitch. Their wingers are really, really good as well. But you do think that that's going to start coming off the boil at some point. People will start getting a picture of what Bournemouth are doing and go from there. So I'm not too sure. Even Graham Potter going into West Ham.
He gave him his debut at Brighton.
This is what I'm saying. Maybe there's a little bit more familiarity there. If you're 20, I know at 20 years of age, I was a very, very shy boy. So if there was somebody I was familiar with that wanted me to go into a club, I would favour that over everything else. So, look, maybe West Ham could be a good one on that par.
Would that be a characteristic of Evan, that he would like that, someone familiar?
I think he's at a level now where I think he's more than confident enough to go into... I'll put you this way. The clubs talk, people will know. If Evan is available and Brighton are going to make a decision that he is available, I think you'll have 4 or 5 Premiership clubs interested in him. So it's about picking the right one and the one that suits.
So stay at Brighton this month or go on loan to West Ham or Bournemouth?
If he can get to West Ham, I'd go to West Ham. I'm not too sure about Bournemouth, to be honest with you. I think the way they're going about it, the starting 11 is really, really good. But you look at the West Ham team,
yeah,
you think there's room for improvement with the wingers they have. And you would imagine
Antonio
a striker. Whereas you're not looking at Bournemouth thinking they need Evan, but you're looking at West Ham thinking you need a striker.
And I think that's important. I think I always say to young players is don't go on loan for the sake of going on loan. Like someone said, you need to go on loan and play, and in League of Ireland terms, get down to Wexford and play, or go down wherever it is, and the club doesn't suit you. I think it has to suit you. Evans is a certain type of striker. I think that it suit to come to feet because he's learned that the Brighton way, but also it feels like he wants to lead the line and go up top. So he should only move if it's right for him. And if it's not right for him, it's a first world problem. He's got 7-8 years left of a contract in a Premiership club who are very stable. And he's on the right pathway. But I understand why it's a big discussion point. But at the same time, it's a first world problem he's in.